Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Brian Broyles and I serve as the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving this past week. As you know, we're in between series. We just finished up our series in the book of Exodus, and then next week we're going to launch into our Advent series leading up to Christmas. So since we're in between series, this past week at our Delaware campus, we continued with this theme of Thanksgiving. And this morning, I just want to look at one of the most well-known texts that we see in Scripture, where the Apostle Paul addresses really a Christian's peace and joy and thanksgiving. It's in his letter to the Philippians, really just two verses I want to look at this morning, verse 6 and 7. And this is what we see. It starts in verse 6. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So I want to look at this word anxious first so that we truly understand what's going on here. This word for anxious, the Greek word isn't talking about concern, right? Like I love you or I'm concerned about you. It's not concern really about something or someone. It literally means to be in pieces, right? You see, Jesus used this term in the Gospel of Luke when Martha and Mary have Jesus over to eat. If you know the story, you know that Mary was sitting there listening to Jesus at his feet while Martha's running around like a crazy person trying to cook dinner and do everything herself. And the text said that she was distracted with much serving. And she says, "Lord, tell my sister to get up and help me." And then Jesus looks at her and says, "Martha, Martha," says, "you're anxious, right? You're troubled, you're worried." It's the same word that we see here, merimnao. It's the same word we see here. It says, "you're anxious with many things." He says, Mary's right here where she needs to be. She's single-minded and she has the one thing that she needs, right? Martha had Jesus too. I mean, she's there, he's there, but she also had 100 other things that she was focusing on. And that's what this word truly means. It means to be in pieces, to be divided or to be distracted, which causes anxiety and worry and stress. And then Paul pits anxiety against thanksgiving. He's saying that you can't be thankful or joyful and worried or anxious at the same time. He's saying that you can't worry and worship at the same time. But this one's pretty difficult, isn't it? I mean, it's hard not to have legitimate anxieties in your heart, but Paul says, don't be anxious, don't be worried. He says, but pray. We also see supplication or petition. It means to ask for something humbly, right? Paul says to ask for it with thanksgiving, right? He doesn't say ask for it, wait for it, and then when you get it, give thanks. That's not it. He says to thank God as you ask, before you know how God's going to respond. It says, thank you for hearing me, and thank you regardless of what the answer is. And what you're doing is acknowledging that your life is in his hands and that he knows more than you do, right? That Paul is saying that how you combat anxiety and worry is with prayer. He says, if you would pray as much as you worry, you'd have a lot less to worry about. One author put it this way, and I love the way that he put it. It says that praying doesn't give you a less busy life, but it does give you a less busy heart. Because look at the next part that Paul writes. He says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That word guard, I want us to get the weight of this word. It literally means to completely surround and fortify a building or a city to protect it from invasion. I mean, that's what Paul means with guard. That's the level of protection on your heart and on your mind, on your emotions and your thoughts in those difficult times. The peace of God is a peace no one can understand or explain, but faith goes further than understanding. Right? It doesn't come from emotions. It doesn't come from any certain event in your life. It comes from God. Right, just before Paul gives us this command to not be anxious, just before that, he gave us the reason. He said that the Lord is at hand, or the Lord is near. And that's the first step of faith in these times, right? To know that God is right there, that he's right beside you, that you're united with Christ in this crazy, amazing union. And we know that God is especially near to the brokenhearted. And then we see Paul wrap up this text in verse 9 by saying to practice these things, that these things don't come natural, that we need to practice these things, and that the God of peace will be with you. Paul says that you'll have the peace of God because you have the God of peace. The one thing I want us to hold on to this morning, what we need to see in this part of the text, is that peace isn't the absence of fear, but it's the presence of God. It's the sense of being protected. So I want to encourage you this morning, and really every morning, as you head into this holiday season, into the busy season that brings, you know, with it at times stress or frustration or anxiety. And I want to encourage you to practice these things. I want to give us a moment this morning to go before God with thanksgiving and just lay your anxieties before him. So let's take a few minutes. Let's do that now. Well, I hope this morning's been an encouragement for you. Thanks so much for listening to the LifePoint DraftCast this morning. We hope to see you back tomorrow.